Federal regulators this week are expected to approve Exxon's $81 billion acquisition of Mobil Corporation. The merger would create one of the world's largest energy companies. First, Exxon and Mobil had to meet the Federal Trade Commission demand that they divest themselves of more than they wanted to sell off, including some 2,400 gasoline stations nationwide. Still, some states are concerned that the merger may be anti-competitive and could adversely affect consumers. Joining me now is Philip Verleger, senior analyst for the Brattle Group, an economic consulting firm in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
The Federal Trade Commission agreed to this merger after a rigorous year-long review and after it demanded one of the largest divestitures in history. Why are some states still worried about the anti-competitive nature of the deal?
I think that the FTC went overboard on the review of the merger, given the competitiveness of the market. The states that are particularly worried are states that actually have fairly uncompetitive markets, particularly in the Northeast. The gasoline market that these companies compete in is becoming increasingly competitive in most of the country with the entry of stores like Walmart and Albertsons, the quote, big box retailers, who bring the consumer much lower prices. The areas that are resisting it, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, are states where there have been a high share of Exxon and Mobil stations, and where entry by these new aggressive competitors is either very difficult or almost blocked by local regulation.
Who's going to buy 2,400 gas stations?
At the right price, there are companies like Tosco. There are other unknown little companies that will own 100 or 200 gasoline stations that will go out and buy them. But it's at the right price. It's a 50% or a 70% knockoff over what the individual stations could be sold.
Will the price of gasoline go up because of this merger?
No, I don't think the price of gasoline will go up much from the merger, if at all. I think this competitive trend of the new big retail marketers, again, the Walmarts, Costcos, and so on, will actually bring the consumer lower prices. We saw this trend start in France about 15 years ago, and the consumers in France got lower prices, and roughly 50 to 70% of the traditional gasoline stations were forced to close.
Even though it's expected to approve this merger, the FTC still has some reservations about that of BP and Amoco and ARCO. Why is that?
That's correct. Out here, the concern is that BP, Amoco, ARCO would control a large supply of the Alaskan crude oil production, and most of the Alaskan crude oil production goes to West Coast refineries. Again, I think that's a canard because the Alaskan crude oil really has no other market. It gets partially processed in Alaska. And so it's really a very little interest to anybody on the western side of the Pacific Ocean. Its only market's California. But California had the experience of very high gasoline prices this last year and in 1996. And so the Senator Boxer and Senator Feinstein and the Attorney General out here are making putting a great deal of pressure on the FTC. And California is a very powerful and large state.
Philip Verleger is senior advisor for the Brattle Group, an economic consulting firm in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He spoke from Newport Beach, California.